This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. After thousands of peaceful Black Lives Matter protesters dispersed, some people remained downtown in Albuquerque, driving their cars, playing music on their systems, and displaying anti-police violence signs. Later, after they were gone too, maybe 100 or 200 people remained, most not in vehicles, breaking windows and looting. Riot police showed up, and the Albuquerque Police Department says someone fired on them in front of the Chemo Theater, though so far, as of airtime, they're reporting no injuries. KUNM's Marisa DeMarco has that story.
At first, it was spiderwebbed windows on storefronts and graffiti on walls downtown. But at around 12:30 in the morning at 3rd Street and Central, people smashed through some of those windows and started pulling things out of the businesses. Motorcycles and cars revved their engines as businesses' security alarms sounded. Looters pulled furniture from inside a club, sprayed fire extinguishers at the sky, lobbed glassware high into the air, and started a kind of bonfire in the street. Police helicopters circled. Riot police began forming, coming up Central, starting at around 5th Street, telling everyone to leave. Helicopter above repeated the message through a loudspeaker. People threw things at police and lit some dumpsters on fire, rolling them toward the line of riot officers. Another line of officers waited on 2nd Street. Police fired flashbangs and rubber bullets and launched tear gas, announcing they were going to take anyone who didn't leave into custody. As I write this at 5 a.m., helicopters are still circling and tear gas is wafting out of downtown. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
This is KUNM.